This episode is brought to you by Hulu, presenting Legacy, the true story of the LA Lakers. From the backboard to the front office, Legacy captures the remarkable rise and unprecedented success of one of the most iconic franchises in professional sports. Featuring new revealing interviews from players, coaches, and execs, this 10-part documentary series chronicles this extraordinary story from the inside. Watch Legacy, the true story of the LA Lakers now, only on Hulu.
What's good, people? What's good? Yeah. I let everybody take their time to load up. I know I'm a little early. But I wanted to make sure I went on CPT time today. I ain't want nobody talking bad about me, you know. So let everybody load up. If you want to be a speaker, just hit the request. Any and everybody is welcome. Discussing the new defensive coordinator hire. See what everybody's thoughts is. I'm not calling him Coach Rudy, so don't, no. Don't ask me if I'm going to call him Coach Rudy. Somebody asked me that. I said, absolutely not. I'll call him Coach JR. You know what I'm saying? But I am not calling this man no Coach Rudy. I don't think he ever went by Coach Rudy, but I know how UVA fans is. Everybody want to come up with that catchy name for a coach. No, not calling him no Coach Rudy. Mm-mm. Nope. Hey, Tremaine, get your little country cell phone in here. I see you. Don't make me use your voice. You know what I'm saying? Don't make me do it, Tremaine. Andrew, I see you, my guy. The Rams is back.
Yeah, Ballhawk. Can we just
get a quick
pronunciation guide for the new coach's name there?
You want me to say his last name?
I mean, I can't say it. Somebody's got to.
You notice I'm not going to say it.
I noticed that as soon as you started up.
You know that. You know me. If I know I'm gonna butcher your last name or your name, I'm gonna just give you a nickname. I'm gonna call him Coach JR for right now. Until somebody give me the clear clarification of how to pronounce his name. I was on YouTube trying to see if somebody had a daggone video or audio of how to say his last name, because I ain't wanna say it wrong. So respectfully, because I know everybody call me Ahmed and it's Ahmad. So I know how I feel for somebody to, you know, not pronounce your name correctly. I got OG in the building, Ike in the building. Hey, Tremaine, what's going on, Tremaine? How you doing today, Tremaine?
Keep messing with me. Keep messing with me. I'm going to make a video. I'm going to put you on blast.
He going to give you a black eye, bro.
He gonna put me on blast, try to black one of my eyes. He be like, hot dang, he got a hole in one, like Bagger Vance out here. Hot dang, he got a hole in one.
Man, what's good with you, fam? What's good with you?
Nothing much, brother. What's up with you, man?
Not a whole lot, man. It's my whole hat. Well, people in my house got COVID. I didn't, but I got something. I got tested 3 times. I'm negative, and I'm like, well, then what?
You may not got COVID, but you got tested, huh? You got something.
I said, what the hell is this then?
Hey, man, enough about you and your personal stuff. What do you think about our defensive coordinator? Go.
No, I think it was a really great hire. I know we have people in the social space. It's been, you know, when we're going to get a DC, and then we get one, and it seems to be kind of like our OC seems to be, to me, like a home run. His whole career was coaching at Air Force, but just in last year, they were top three. Really good defense. You see a couple of previous games that he's coached, specifically against Louisville, and them dudes were headhunters, like absolute headhunters going, they will hit you. So
it definitely hits you.
Yeah. So if that's the philosophy that he's bringing to UVA, I'm all for it. It seems to be a common theme that the coaches that Tony's bringing on board aren't just good coaches, but they're strategic in the way that they teach the game. So you know, obviously some people can disagree, but I think this was a really great hire for UVA, man.
Yeah, strategic. Talk that I'm so smart lingo, man. I like that. Strategic. let me see. OG, what up, man? What you got? I see you posted the Sports Source Analytics. Salute to them. You know what I'm saying? Number 19 on the list. What you got to say?
You know what we do. Yeah, man. We finally got it done. It's time to get to work. I mean, like I said, I don't give a damn if they came from, you know, the XFL coaching. As long as we come out here with this physicality and busting people in the mouth, that's all that mattered to me. No, this won't no fantastic pretty hire. But you know what? The proof is in the pudding. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to give him credit anyway, because I feel like if we would have played Navy 4 years in a row, they was been to gash us for like 300-400 yards. Something we won't stop it over here.
Huh.
So if you bring that here, you bring what you had there. I saw what you was doing with your little G5 team. All right, then you went Mountain West. You did your thing out there. Mountain West, like 51st, 30-something. 16th, then 3 in the country. If you can do that with that type of talent there, people want to try and drag it. Yeah, that was the Mountain West. Yeah, man, that is college football, period. You understand me? That was college football, period. And the way he had them boys playing, they was playing physical ball at the point of attack. Corners ain't lining up 15 yards off the ball. That I don't care. Pretty. It don't need to be no gimmicks. It ain't got to be no sideline shuffles. All we need to hear is pads cracking, and I think that's exactly what he's about to do.
Hey, man.
That's it.
Hey, man, why you got to throw in the petty shots, man? No sideline shuffles. You ain't worth a damn. You ain't worth a damn. I hope Gucci Man cyber slap you, because he won't play 15 yards off, for the record. Don't say corner.
No, he was like, you know,
Gucci Man was in that face.
He did what he had to do.
Gucci Man choking people out.
People that called it for him.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Don't say all of them.
What he had to do.
Don't say all of them now, because one of them in here and he gonna get you. Don't let his smile fool you. He crazy. He just like the real Gucci Man. He smiling. He crazy. Okay?
The thoughts is, you know what I'm saying, I love the fact that, yeah, a lot of people try and throw shade. And it ain't even a lot of people. It's rival fans that want to throw shade.
Oh, yeah?
And
they
say
in
because.
Are they in here, though?
Of course they are. Of course they are.
They're watching every, bro, they watching every move.
They watched every single move and commented on every single thing you done. It don't matter what nobody else think outside these walls. You don't ever need acceptance from any outsider, period. Especially coming off Twitter when your Madden record probably like 5-27. I don't even want to hear nothing about no coaching.
Not Madden record. What they do to you?
Damn,
Madden.
Yeah, bro, for real. We got all them Twitter coaches. Them Twitter coaches, they want to talk, you know.
They must about have, who somebody, did must, what and, somebody must have nano blitzed you or something before you jumped on here.
Tried to. You know, I called them hot routes real quick, right across the middle. You know what I mean? I like this hire, though. I like, even though we pull some of the military cats, we need some discipline.
Yeah.
We need some discipline. They're going to bring that discipline. And it ain't nothing about nothing but football. That's all it is. It's a football move.
Okay.
So, I'm with it 100%.
Okay.
I'm going to call him Johnny 2 times. Johnny. That's a long last name for me right now.
Yeah, rude boy.
10 points, whoever 10 points, whoever come out here and say it.
I think
it's Rozinski, right? It's Rozinski.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Rozinski.
Big Ski. There we go. Big Ski.
Yeah.
Off the rip, Big Ski, I see you.
Okay. What you got, Ike? What you think of the hire, bro?
I like it, man. I really do. Numbers speak for themselves. Obviously, time of possession, that does kind of juices the stats. But then I saw a UVA comment that said, well, if you want to use that, then you got to boost their sack total if they're not on the field as much. You know what I mean?
Ooh,
like, you got to go both ways.
Yeah.
So I like to hire, man. I trust Tony Elliott. Like, a lot of people thought Kitchen was going somewhere else. Boom, pulls him, you know. Obviously, time will tell. That's what anybody. But I'm excited, man. I really am.
That's what's up, man.
I
want to
hear a player's perspective, too. I want to hear the player's perspective, Triple OG.
Nah, I ain't letting him talk, man. I ain't letting him unmute. Nah, but he can unmute if he want to say something real quick. What's your man? Say what's up, man. Happy New Year, bro.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hey, I don't like how you don't get, like, I turn my mic on and off as I please, you know?
Hey, yo, wait a minute, dog. I ain't the one that was coming at you. OG the one that said y'all play fight.
I ain't coming at nobody.
You know, oh, no. OG did it,
you know who's coming
OG
at?
OG did it, dog.
N-H.
He already feel like he could check me and stuff. So now y'all really talk about, now he want to talk about he can unmute his mic when he want to like that? That's messed up.
I just have to let that be known.
Hey, man, talk, man. Go.
Nah, I'm excited, though. I'm just happy to see, happy that we got a DC, man. That's what I've been waiting on to see who was going to bring in. I ain't really do much research yet, but I watched the Louisville game because I went there against Air Force and the boy really couldn't do much. So I'm excited. I'm just ready to get back to school on Monday and work, man.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, we gonna work because I'm gonna get you right. How about that? Yeah.
Oh man.
Don't let
it's different teaching. Hey, it's different teaching a 6'3" corner than a 5'6" one. So
I know.
Yes, sir.
And then the dad will make sure your feet right, like you was 5'6". How about that? Yeah. I know you can put the paws on somebody, but when we get your feet elite, like them hands, we gonna be like Floyd Mayweather out there, boy.
Yeah. Something else I really like about...
What did you like besides that he got an accent like you? What else do you like?
Something else I like about Big Ski.
No, we can't call that man no Big Ski, no. No, we not doing that. Brzezinski, man, we not doing no damn Big Ski. Heck no.
Wait a minute.
And if Jermaine has jumped on the damn bus, Coach Big Ski, wait a minute.
Big Ski.
Who said that?
He has some back-end ties with Dan Lanning, okay. The DC at Georgia. And if you look at how them, boys play, I mean, forget like the five stars, like you watch that national championship game, whoever had the football on Alabama side, if Georgia, and them 11 players on the other side of the ball had one mission, and that's to end you.
Yeah, they hunt.
Yeah, to absolute end you. And so, yeah, he bring that mentality here, man. I'm ready. They mess around, I might suit up.
Hey, DJ, man, you got a loud background, brother.
Oh, that's me, my bad.
Oh, okay.
God, dog, man. Act like you've been here before. God, dog.
Hey, Dustin, what up, man?
What's up, brother? How you doing, man?
I'm good, bro. What's going on with you?
Ain't nothing to it, man. I just wanted to tap in with the guys, man. It seemed like y'all got a great understanding of what y'all got coming in to y'all university.
Yeah,
some
man.
Alumni, like my man said, some outside hating fans and whatever you want to call it. My perspective on the whole landscape of everything that's going on in UVA, man. Number one, I'm glad they kept my dog. Home team, Marcus Higgins. Shouts out to bro, not to go off subject as far as we talk about defensive coordinator.
Nah, you good.
And also Fontel Mines, they got him as a receiver coach, came from ODU. I met him bringing a couple of my athletes that I trained on at ODU or whatever.
He went to
and
Tech.
I remember him from playing, but I say all that to say, he went to UVA. Fontel Mines went to UVA, right?
Yeah, but
yeah,
he,
UVA alumni.
Virginia Tech picked him up, though. Virginia Tech hired him, though.
My fault. He had Tech. Yeah, my bad. He had Tech. Excuse me.
No, it's still
but even locally,
still the
boy,
yeah.
Right. My bad. I apologize. But what I'm saying is, I said that because I have a tight end that has a visit to UVA this weekend. Steven Stigliano, stay off of him. He's going to be at UVA all weekend. I hope you touch down with him. Transferring from Lafayette College. His first visit is this weekend at UVA. But as far as the defensive coordinator is concerned, I feel like the coaches across the board have to get more in tune with the state as far as recruiting. You can have all these schemes. You can have all these X's and O's. You can have all these things in place. But if you don't have the guys to work that as far as personnel, it's going to be rough at any place, any time. We play in the ACC. As far as UVA is concerned, with a lot of speed, a lot of guys, you know, you get a lot of guys that could win. So it's definitely a fast-paced conference. I say all that to say, I just feel like if they do the recruiting piece well, and they put in perspective, you know, the things that it takes to get into UVA, and kind of whatever it takes to get into UVA as far as like requirements, they kind of stretch that out and get the state first and foremost, Virginia, because we got a lot of good football out here. A lot of kids go out of state to play when they could really stay home team. And for a while, UVA was kind of getting some guys to buy in. And I know it's a rough university to get into academically, but I feel like if they create a culture to where kids, you know, I think kids will hold themselves more accountable earlier to go to UVA.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Even, yep. And I would love to see that. I would love to see UVA grow with this move and, you know, this DC. But football still needs to be played. And let's be real, all of us that play football know the coaches don't play the game.
Yeah.
And I feel like the guys that they're bringing in have to buy into what they're doing culture-wise. And as soon as they make that bridge across the board, then I think everything would take place and come all together.
Facts. Nah, I agree with you, bro. I agree with you. Like, you can have all the credentials, all the recommendations and references, but again, it comes down to the young players. Like, you can teach a bunch of techniques, but how is it going to translate when the big lights is on? That's what I always say, man. Like, you got to get the players, the mindset got to match up, and you got to know how to keep them motivated. Because especially when we see the transfer portal, like, you got to make sure you re-recruit your room now each week and each year. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Until they do something with the transfer portal where they put some type of limitation, restrictions on there. So I agree with you on that, bro, 100%.
Yeah, right. And I just feel like, you know, I feel like UVA is a school that could really benefit right now with the transfer portal being based upon getting guys that's already in school. Because some guys don't have the requirements of high school but didn't do a lot better in college.
Mm-hmm.
I know a few athletes like that. Once you know, college sometimes is more so of a lifestyle and kind of getting, you know, repetition even with studies. And I kind of understand that as far as being, you know, going through college and whatnot. But I just say all that to say, man, you know, how they recruit is just going to be huge, man. I just feel like, you know, who comes in, people just have to buy in.
Yeah.
And that's just what it is.
Nah, I'm with you on that, man. It'll be interesting to see now, like, we got our DC and just see how they allocate who's coaching who. I know we still got a couple more slots open on the coaching staff, so we still got to stay tuned with that. But the defensive coordinator question is answered now. So I know people are now going to be paying attention, like, okay, where is this? Who's assigned to who? I know that's the next thing. So, UVA fans, I'm already ahead of y'all. I'm sitting there waiting just like y'all to see where they're going, who he's going to place where, and then when he continues to fulfill his staff requirements and plug everybody where they need to be. So, but let me see. We got
who else was in the running? Do anybody know who else was in the running for the job? The DC job?
Nah, I don't.
I know OG know everything. Come
there
on,
was a
I
few.
Don't know
none. There was a few people I seen. You know, I heard they talked to the guy Norwood from UCLA. Who else was it? Like Brad Newberry.
Oh, Newberry, yeah.
They was looking at Newberry. I know at one point they was looking at Rocco to come back to the crib. That's all the names that I really heard for real, other than that.
Yeah, that's the only names like real smoke I heard.
Hey, I see we got a hand up. A portal, you can go ahead unmute your mic. I see you had your hand up patiently.
Hey, so I talk a lot of shit, but ultimately, I hope that UVA and Tech both get back up because it'd be pretty badass if at the end of the year we could have some top 10 matchups. So just good luck to y'all, and you know, wish y'all the best with all these hires.
Appreciate you, bro. Same to y'all.
You don't think it was a terrible hire?
I mean, if I'm being honest, I don't think it
you're
was.
Being honest.
Yeah, I'll be honest. I don't think it was that good. I mean, if you look at it, because I mean, I didn't have shit to do today. I'm sitting here with a sick baby, so I was looking at, you know, Air Force's stats and stuff like that, and you know their time of possession. You know, they if they don't hold the ball for you know an extra quarter over the other team, they're losing. You know, their defense had good numbers.
They'd have locked y'all ass up. They'd have locked y'all ass up. You know that, right?
They would have
locked y'all ass up. As long as we can go ahead and throw the Mountain West and the Power Five out of there. And the last 4 years of this man's stack that we throwing out there, no, he'd have pushed all shit in. As long as we can agree.
I'm not trying to say that Tech has been down big time.
But I mean, that ain't mean my comparing level. I just wanted to fuck with you because I seen you chimed in early. Soon as the post happened, you was one of the first retweets. You know what I'm saying? So I just want to check in on you, make sure you was all right.
Yeah, like I said, I ain't got shit to do today, so I was doing a little bit of getting around.
Yeah, I dig it. You know,
so who was the DC when Quinn and Day Day and all them was there? Who was the DC?
Yeah, Jim Reed 1 year. Was Jim before Quinn?
I think so. Wasn't it Tanuda?
Yeah, Tanuda. Yeah, it was Tanuda, and then
man, I think it was Tanuda.
And then
was it Laser? Laser?
Nah, no. Hell no. Nah, he was offense.
It was offense.
Yeah, it was Tanuda, and then you had Nick.
Well, hell, Quinn's right Quinn. Here. Ask him.
Nah, Quinn don't want to talk right now.
Look, they might have needed to find out where those guys was at, because that's when the defense was at the best. Now, of course, they did have Quinn. And Henry, and I mean, yeah, they were stacked that year with people, but shit, that's when they were the shit.
I mean, you think about it, every D coordinator got some dudes, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, big fact.
So every DC that you name that's good, you can start naming players that was players.
Yeah,
even Nick Cal had some dogs.
He inherited a whole bunch, didn't he?
I'm about to say.
Y'all ain't worth
hey, OG, what you said about the Vandy fan wearing the Juan Thornhill Chief jersey, bro? That shit was funny.
What happened?
Hey,
my bad.
What you said about the Vanderbilt fan wearing the Juan Thornhill Chiefs jersey, man? That shit was funny.
Oh yeah, yeah. Let's go to Gage.
Hey, let me see who else. If you're a new speaker and you want to talk, just unmute yourself. We'll see. I'll just let the dude Bean here. Joe, if you want to say something.
Yeah, I want to see more. So I'm not questioning his ability as a young coach producing the last 4 years of what he did. I want to see how it translates over here and the big boy conference, you know, where expectations are going to be a lot higher. Just like somebody tagged me a little bit. Expectations going to be through the roof with you now.
Expectations.
You damn right.
Hey, Joe, go ahead, bro. You got your hand up.
So, first of all, big pause on calling that man Coach Ski. I can't get it. Hey. But yeah, it's kind of like what I tweeted out earlier. You know, I think the defense can only get better at this point. I mean, it can't get any worse, so I think this is a good hire for us. You know, I'm looking forward to, you know, as far as recruiting in the portal, you know, who we can get, you know, with those two aspects, like Dustin was saying earlier as well. So, you know, I'm looking forward to see what this coach can do and, you know, get this defense back on track.
Facts. Appreciate that. Yeah, definitely, man. I mean, in theory, it's like, yeah, your defense can't get no worse, but crazy things happen in sports. But anything, you want to make sure you get better. And, you know, with Coach, you know, coming in here from Air Force, it's all about checking out the landscape of your roster, seeing what the strengths and weaknesses are from each player, each position, so they can transition to your scheme so it can be successful. He runs a 3-4 just like the previous regime did. So all you folks who hate the 3-4, just go ahead and get your wet wipes right now because you're going to be angry.
Nah, 3-4 is all right. Long as you got that nose that can two gap, you all right.
Yeah, that's facts.
Oh, you need some ends that could get. We just talked to Chris Long yesterday. He just said, is it there between an end plan and a 3-4 and then a 4-3? And what type of body structure you need and strength and things like that. So, again, he got to evaluate the talent that's here and then see about the transfer portal or see about the strength and conditioning coach or how to get the bodies and the muscle functions that he wants for his scheme to be successful. One thing I liked about what he did at Air Force was with his safeties, he didn't bring them down to the middle of the field. He brought them in the gaps, in the C gaps. So they were always ready to support like that. And then he kept a linebacker on the edge. So depending on how you were brought up, it was either over or under look. So it was always four guys showing at the line of scrimmage with an overhang safety coming down on the edge versus in the middle like we did this past year. But that's because how our defensive alignment was. But if you check our film from 2018 to 2019, preferably 2018, you'll get a better sense on how we used to play our 3-4. And then you can see what he did at Air Force this year, especially that Louisville game, because that's a common opponent. So people get a better feel on what to look for. But yes, his scheme is a 3-4. That's what everybody's asking for. So just want to put that out there. I know it's going to be a lot of grumblings. Everybody want 4-3. But unless Coach Elliott say, yo, you got to change your scheme, I'm anticipating a 3-4. Look.
He got a big test this weekend, too, with that junior day.
With
that Andre Fox, you close that out. You close that deal. That's a huge first signing. Your first 3 days, big dog.
If he gets Fox, I'm gonna start lying.
Yeah, big Fox. Hey, Don, you hear it first, cuz he get Fox this weekend. I got all the lies for you and TP3 ready, cuz lying on the keyboard 5:30 in the morning. As soon as I wake up.
Dang, y'all issuing that challenge, huh?
No.
It's in the challenge, man. Y'all better leave Don alone. You know, he can go hard in the paint. So, y'all better
get big fat.
But you get your banana clips and Tommy gun bullets.
Cause he don't stop,
yo. You know Don don't stop.
He keep a full drunk. He be ready. Yeah. He be ready for all the goofies.
Matter of fact, what's good with you, Don?
What's good, my boy? What's goody, my boy?
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah,
we got
what
you.
What it do?
So y'all had to go to the service academy for a defensive coordinator, my boy. Y'all out here coaching up troops, yo. My boy.
Hey, man.
We can be exact. We'll be all we can be. Come on, damn, bust y'all.
Y'all went from coaching Mormons to coaching pilots. That shit's spoopy over here, my boy. Y'all have a blessed evening. Y'all boys have a blessed evening.
Hey, we flying high right now. We flying high, that's all.
Them boys went from coaching Mormons to coaching pilots. Then y'all get somebody from Army, too?
We got one from each.
Navy, Army, and Air Force.
Yep.
Hey, respect the troops. Branches. Respect the troops.
Facts. We soldiers.
Y'all went from throwing screen passes to linemen to throwing screen passes to flight chiefs. That shit goofy over there. God bless. Good night. Go Hokies.
My dog.
Appreciate you, man. My man, as long as you pay attention, man, you know I love it.
Man, he came in and did a quick drive-by and got up out of here.
Yeah, he got a quick drive. No, we ain't give him no parachute either.
Boy, these Hokies gonna be real mad.
He got a wing suit. He got a wing suit. A Hokie suit.
Yeah, man. At this point, I'm just ready to get everything to work. This weekend, everybody got to go to work.
Hey, yo, who is beating on the cafeteria table right now?
Mike. That's Ike. Goddamn Ike texting.
That boy got them dang on cement thumbs.
He's sending the chat. Sending the chat.
I never
Morris
thumb wrestle with you, Ike. Them heavy thumbs. Oh, wait a minute, dog. I got the GOAT in here, baby. The GOAT, the real JR up in here, baby. My guy right here.
Oh, it ain't
Jerry Radcliffe. Salute to my guy. Oh, yeah, big my guy right there.
And it ain't official to
you. Yeah, buddy. Salute, salute to that.
Oh yeah.
Hey, Bean, Jerry, man, what's up, man? Something. You been a speaker, brother? You got anything you want to say?
Yeah. I'm excited. A lot of military members on the coaching staff. That's pretty good.
I feel like it's some shade coming, but
yeah. I mean, not really. I just
good. Thank you, sir.
I'm excited. You know what I mean? I'm excited.
Why are you excited?
I want to see them succeed, but I don't want to see UVA succeed, right? So, hopefully, what happens...
Whoa, wait a minute.
I feel like
I'm a Hokie fan, bro. He's a Hokie fan.
Yeah.
Hey, I vouch for Bean, bro. He's cool.
We
give him respect. We give him respect.
I'm just hoping and maybe like 5 years, 6 years, we can turn some of those coaches over to the Hokies, you know? I feel like that'd be pretty cool.
Wow, the only, suck.
The only turnover I'm going to see with the Hokies is Fontel will be coming back home.
You think so?
Soon enough.
No
soon enough,
way.
My boy. Soon enough, my
no
boy.
No way.
Don't even worry about it. What y'all trying to get on? Y'all 5,000 retweets, delete all your UVA stuff.
Enjoy them,
motherfuckers done made the whole makeup of them in the Hokie gear. You love it. Enjoy it now.
Hey, look, we were talking about the transfer portal, right? And my man told me that he was at the coaching's convention this past weekend in Texas, and he said, I think it was the Arkansas running back coach. He was like the opening speaker, and he said he asked everybody to, he was like, I know we've been a victim of, you know, going to the portal. He said he asked them, can we get back to recruiting high school kids? And I'm like, so somebody's supposed to take his word? Is that what he's trying to say, that we need to cut the portal off? He was like, pretty much. So, you know, they talked about it. Like, of course, it was a conversation about it, and it was like, man, people still go to the portal regardless. So I'm like, yeah, I don't know. It's just funny that he said that, like, you know, because a lot of people saying that right now, that, you know, that they coaches, high school coaches especially, like, man, can we just cut this portal stuff off and get back to recruiting high school kids? You know what I mean? So,
yeah. I mean, the portal thing got all skewed because of the free COVID year. So that put everybody behind the eight ball. Because you could get that extra year of having that college kid that's in your system. So you see a lot of guys transferring because they've been in the school too long, or transferring because of there's no penalty now, you know, no sitting out. So it's so many factors, but they're right, man. It does. It hurts with the long-term development of trying to sustain depth with younger guys, because everybody's trying to get that right now success.
Right. Yeah, that's what I heard too, like high school coaches saying it. And like my man that's at Coastal was like, man, it's hard to replace a starter that leaves with a high school kid, because that high school kid probably is not going to be ready.
Yeah, if you know you could get that transfer and that portal that could play right away,
you know,
is a non-graduate student and he got 2 years, like,
right, you right. know,
it depends on your sweat equity as a coach. Like, if you know you're in the hot seat, you're on the bubble, well, you want
to
have
you ain't got time to play around with.
Yeah, you ain't got that time to develop no more, because you know you only got a year to right the ship. And then if you right the ship that year, you got to make sure you follow up the next year and be just as successful. So, yeah, man, like, a lot of folks just look at the transfer portal and think these kids just, like, come on, man, we adults. We know if you allow something without having to wait, everybody going to jump at it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you may not need turkeys, but somebody giving out free turkeys, anybody across the street, you going to go get you a turkey. You going to be like Chris Rock was and Dave on New Jack City. Anybody need a turkey? Got this turkey.
All right.
So.
Hey, Hulk.
Yeah.
I got a question. All right. I know y'all said the Paul's going to ski, but I think he's going to ski all over that Virginia Tech offense. Whoa. But anyway. And I'm going to shade on those Virginia Tech fans, because I know they still looking for their first national championship. Paul's on the bass fishing, whatever that shit is.
But I'm going to send some to OG. I know you've been looking for somebody to play Madden. Come see me. And what y'all think we can do about the game day atmosphere?
The game day atmosphere. I mean, me personally, I just want them to, if anything, with the game day atmosphere, I just want us to upgrade the speakers so they can hear me more clearly when I'm talking. No, I'm just messing.
hey, you can get a live DJ in there. South Carolina got one. I'm talking about, man. South Carolina can lose every game. But guess what? That game gonna be live. There's still gonna be a lot of people in there, and the DJ gonna have it crazy.
Well, we got a live DJ before. I know a pregame DJ.
Hey, bro.
Oh, is it? Oh, okay.
Shane Beamer got it popping down there, bro. I don't know what's going on, but he got them coming in masses.
Oh, yes, sir. Hey, man. Salute to Shane Beamer.
What up, Dan?
Salute the baby beans, though. You know what up, OG?
Yeah. Oh, like you got my boy
Ike.
What's up? What's up, bro? Dan?
Hey, bro, I don't know if anybody gonna skeet on our defense or our offense. Just because we had some bums out there this year and it ain't happened, so hey, I don't know. But
see, Big
I hope
Keaton
you try.
Turned into a whole
good
thing.
For the rivalry.
See what you did, OG, man. See what you did, bro.
Hey, somebody Mahal, gonna ask him and be like, what do you think, Big Keaton?
See, OG gonna have our favorite people on a message board that I don't never say their name, but they think I be talking about them, gonna say I did it because of him. They gonna say Ball Hawk got them saying that old Yin Yang Twins nasty word, and they gonna say I allowed it, and I'm heading it like, whoa, pause on that.
Hey, man.
Hey, if Diddler would have said that Fontel was coming to Virginia Tech, you'd owed him 20 this time.
I might would have. For real, though. EW ain't tell a lie this time.
Hey, they said he's serious in Richmond, though, so that's good.
Yeah, he been out here.
We need the Richmond ties back.
But, I mean, like I told your homeboy, I wouldn't get used to it. But
hey, you better relax. He might just like that Chicago maroon, you know?
For real. Tell him remove that UVA from his profile there.
Yeah, he needs to do that. People aren't gonna let that. People aren't gonna let that rest. I don't care, but I mean, he played it.
You know what I mean? I hope he do good up there. He's done well at every job he's held, and it was the reason that I was advocating for him to come to UVA. And I'm just as fine with him going to Virginia Tech. He belong at home. He's gonna be great at home and continue to elevate.
Somebody said he had like other colleges looking at him at one point, but for personal reasons, he didn't want to leave the state or leave close to home.
Yeah, so I mean, I like that high. That's a big dog right there.
So they added a DB too, Xavier a DB.
Yeah, Xavier.
Yeah, a DB.
X is back.
More than anything, that was a crucial move right there.
Look at that, man. We get Chris Slade to come back. They go get Xavier DB. Boy, I'm telling you, it's a war out here.
It is.
We going to, hey, why they joking about us getting the Service Academy? Hey, land and air, we coming to drop bombs on
you. Oh, wow. You better call Tom Cruise.
Hey, come on, man. We give you Top Gun or Days of Thunder. It don't matter.
Where's this guy from, though? I know he went to Air Force, but, like, where is he actually from? Does he have any, like, Virginia roots or anything?
Nah.
No. Uh-uh. Nope. He just got a history of just producing good defenses. That's it. He done improved the last couple years every year. So I took that with a grain of salt. Or you can take it with $1 million.
Yeah, old linebacker. He played linebacker, so you know he ready to put his face in the fan and be real sizzle.
I was looking him up, bro, and he was like, as an actual linebacker when he was there, he was crazy. Like his numbers as an actual linebacker were legit nuts.
He's from Wisconsin.
One thing about time is eventually you're going to find out, right? So,
yeah.
You can speak when you're ready, bro. You got your hand up patiently. No, I just wanted to quickly say, hope all the fellas, ladies, gentlemen in here, good. It's a pleasure, honor to be back in here again. Again, shout out to Ballhawk and OG for holding spaces like this, especially in a time like this, because it's quote unquote a dead period. Ain't no games going on. We got UVA basketball, but that's a whole nother thing.
Oh, they beat Tech yesterday. Salute to the boys. Yeah. My gosh.
Thank you so much for that. Yeah, now we on y'all ass regardless. So I just want that to be said today. Two.
Just another Hokie fan.
No, I'm a UVA guy all the way.
Okay,
I'm talking to Tech fans especially, but
do you want to be? Because we
sir, already got no, sir, I do not, brother. I am good. I appreciate the invitation. Thank you. I just say all that to say this. Listen, I just hope this guy come in with an open and collaborative mind with the legends like Slade and Centum. I hope he keep in touch with guys like, you know, Hawk and others. And I'm just hoping, and I'm optimistic, toxically optimistic to be exact, that we're going to get it right. And I can't wait to see what comes ahead with us, to us, for us. And I hope we all can bring him in with open arms and just help him understand that we are a collaborative community, not just a university, not just a college town, but we are a great community. And I just hope he's ready to contribute to this, because this ain't nothing to play with. We take this real serious, and the OGs know that. Hey, Dad. Yeah.
She said that community too. Talk. I like that.
So at the end of the day, I'm glad we finally got a goddamn DC. That's just one thing. But I'm just hoping and praying he come in with an open collaborative mind, that we welcome him in, that he welcomes us in, and that he just come ready to work, and that the guys he bring in or the guys that's already there come with the same mentality and attitude. And I just look forward to more of these spaces. Again, shout out to y'all, man. Thank you so much, Ball Hawk. Thank you so much, OG, man. Y'all really fortifying it. Y'all really getting us through this time. And as a UVA fan, a lifelong UVA fan, man, I'm very appreciative of it. I never thought we'd come to these points, but one thing did come good from social media, and that's things like this. So thank you so much for allowing these platforms, these forums to be had. And just shout out to you, man. You're a great individual. Thank you so much, OG. Always coming with the comedy. I saw it this morning. Thank God for that. Appreciate you for that. And go Hoos, man. Regardless, this is what we do.
Appreciate you, bro. Thank you, man. Means a lot, bro. Everybody's and everybody's kind. It wouldn't be a space without people jumping into space. So I appreciate everybody that look forward to them and provide feedback and not afraid to speak their mind and share their thoughts, because a lot of times folks feel like you got to have a stamp or be aficionado just to share some great football info, man. Like, that's why I like spaces, because I like to talk to just everyone. You know what I'm saying? How those real conversations and work through things that can be deemed as negative, but it's not really negative. You're just talking it through. So that's why I like spaces, bro, because I like to chop it up with everybody. Anybody that know me know I like to kick back and just talk sports and have fun. So that's why I love a Twitter space. So that's why I do it on the regular, bro.
Jerry down there, he ain't saying nothing. We all going to end up in his next article. He in here listening.
Hey, man, Jerry Ratcliffe can always use anything that I put on wax.
That's the respect
I got for Jerry Ratcliffe. So he could listen to every space, every podcast, and use any information. He ain't got to quote me, because that's my guy. So I don't care.
Quote me, Jerry.
We don't endorse anybody that got a bean for their Abby. He is not one of us. We don't.
He said he was.
Nah, no beans he over said. Here.
That's what he said. We heard him when he said it. That's what he said.
Hey, we got Miss Jackie L on here.
Yeah, though. I wanna know what Jackie got to say.
You always want to see what Jackie got to say.
Hey, watch.
Not like that, bro. I'm talking about, you just be like, forget about me. So when Jackie come around, you don't even want me to talk no more.
Because as soon as you get out, all of a sudden I'm country grammar.
Well, you is, because every time you come on the space, I got to talk with my country twang, man. I am from Roanoke Rapids, North Carolina. I mean, that's my family, bro.
Hey, what you expect?
Talk to him, Jackie.
Pull up on me.
Hi, everyone. Just to warn
you. Jackie, you got it. Your son got a jacket on? Because I know y'all still adapting for Florida. He got a coat. I mean, not a jacket. A coat, because it's cold.
He still fights it, though. But he still says he misses his shorts. But I think after he went to the snow, he decided that shorts are bad for when there's snow. Yeah, my daughter does not like snow. She was just pretty much said no the whole time she was outside.
Oh man, that's too funny.
Yeah. Poor thing though. She's got a fever today. So she's hanging out with mommy today.
That's the best days right there, nigga, hang with mom.
Oh, yeah. She got to interview the tight end grad transfer target that just got an offer. She asked some questions. So
nice.
But, yeah, it's been a busy day today. You know, so I heard Radzinski's name probably around Tuesday. So he flew in on Tuesday to Charlottesville. So, but that was that's a very good get for UVA. You can just look at his numbers and just look at his reputation. And, a lot of people I was speaking to today just to get a good idea of what to expect. And they all said the same thing that, you know, he's a guy that was a lot of teams. If you had a defensive coordinator hot board, you would have to put his name on there. So yes, that was a really good get. Now I'm curious, they have two more staff openings. So I want to know how that's going to shake up. Are they going to do one defensive guy, one offensive guy, or two offensive guys? Or was that one special teams coordinator, or is it dual row? You know, something that, you know, I just spoke to that tight end was offered, and he wasn't told that there was a specific tight ends coach. Kitchings was the one who offered him. So it'll be interesting to see on how they kind of fill their staff. You know, obviously when you think of who their DC is, does that mean he's going to bring his guy at DB as a DB's coach? And that's obviously something that, you know, now you have to consider, but that means, you know, that means there's only going to be a quarterback's coach and then a DB's coach and no special teams coordinator. Is someone else going to be a special team? So there's a lot of now with just two more spaces, you get those questions that you're asking.
Yeah, that's a great question. Go ahead, Tremaine. My bad. I forgot you was waiting.
It's good. Jackie, do you think that, you know, heard a lot of people say that his number seems skewed because of how long Air Force stays on offense. Do you agree with that, or overall you stand by that this is a really good get for UVA?
I mean, you have to consider that, but this is still a really good get for UVA. The big thing for him is you look at the trajectory of the Air Force defense. Yes, the numbers are skewed, but then you have to say the numbers were skewed years ago when he took over. So you can't have one argument without the other. So he showed a defense that was improving and was one of the best defenses in several categories in the country. So if he was able to take a defense that was struggling to do those numbers, you can say that he can do that at UVA as well. And also with better, he's going to have a bigger talent pool to recruit from. Obviously, when you're coaching one of these armed forces schools, you're not going to have such a big, you know, plethora of recruits. You're going to have a pretty narrow recruiting pool. So that is something that he's shown that he can develop players and get a defense to improve without, you know, the mega 4 or 5 stars. So that's also something that's really, really good. So I think everything is really, really positive when you think about all the stuff that you have to consider in that way. And then also a team that had some issues with penalties sometimes, you're going to see a team that's disciplined. So a lot of good things from this hire.
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
That's what I was saying earlier about, like, the numbers things. Like, yeah, they have more time possession and stuff, but you got to boost their sack numbers and interception numbers then. And they're already good, so, like, it's a two-way street, man. That's all I got to say. Keep that.
They just play good complimentary football over there.
Yeah.
Is what it seems like. And he know how to complement his offense.
I was going to say the same thing.
He has a defense that complements the offense. And the whole thing complement each other. And you got complimentary football. I can't bang him because they did things we didn't do. Pounding the rock with great running backs.
Yeah, and I was going to say, with a new offensive coordinator and new head coach that's an offensive-minded coach, what are you going to – maybe they're going to have an offense that holds down the ball a little more with the run game and how they're going to change. And, you know, the Stallianos, who I just spoke to, also said that, you know, Kitchings was saying that they want to use the tight ends a lot more to him when he was talking, and how they're prioritizing that, and they're trying to see how they can improve the offense. So – you know what? This could, you know, they could play complementary football. So we can't really make any sort of judgment until we know what the schemes for both sides are.
Speaking of that, any news on the O-line? Because we are famine on that side of the line.
Well, it's a big official visitor weekend, the next two weekends. They're expecting at least one transfer coming in. The other one, all about the blizzard. If there's a blizzard, then I don't know if they'll be able to get him in on Sunday. And then they're going to have a lot of O-line official visitors the weekend after, too. So they're going to – their Coach 2J is working really hard to get these guys on campus. So so they're working on it. You know, I would – right now, you know, there's also Snoop, too. He was reoffered. They were just working on making sure he was going to qualify, and he's able to qualify. So now he's reoffered. So now it's just a – it's between, I believe, UVA and Syracuse right now. So I would give the edge to UVA because I thought that UVA was trending earlier. But yeah, they have plenty of offers out there, plenty of guys that are interested, including the one of the transfer out of Dartmouth. His name escapes me right now because I
Paul
know.
Flores.
Thank you. I love his name too, which is it's a sorry, sweet. Sorry, my daughter is her Kindle turned off. But yeah, so I think the numbers are there as far as targets in the transfer portal and the way 2J is recruiting. I know it's right now it's been kind of slow, but I think once that they get on campus, things are going to move a little quicker.
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah. No, I definitely appreciate that info, Jackie. And yeah, I like what you said about coming from the Service Academy, understanding that they don't have all these top recruits. They get the best, they maximize the talent that they have, they discipline, and they stay the course. And like OG said, if folks want to attribute his defensive success to the offense of time and possession, this is one of the things where that's just complimentary football in which you understand the objective. Like if your offense is grinding away scoring, you understand that offenses are going to be aggressive. Can you stop the pass? Like a lot of times we've seen, whether it's before the half or the last 6 minutes of the game where somebody's getting aggressive offensively via throwing the football, they always say, dang, man, you got to get a stop. You got to get a stop. Where it's the same way if somebody's grinding you out on offense and they're taking advantage of their opportunities and now you got to get aggressive on offense like the opposing offense. Defensively, you got to call the coverage and the packages to get home because you know they're coming out to be aggressive and take shots on you. So you could look at various ways to try to downplay this hire. But at the end of the day, his numbers speak for himself. Yes, it's a total different conference. We understand that. Yes, you got to understand that the talent's going to be different, whether good or bad. But the scheme is there, and the staff is here. You get everybody on the same accord, and you hit the ground running, man. But when you hire folks, you want to make sure they have the cachet that backs up. They want to have the numbers. They want to have the resume. So we could pick apart any and everybody, because if somebody came from a big school, what would they say? Well, they don't got the same talent, so how we know it's going to work? So we say that about any coach that's hired anywhere, but I'm definitely excited about this hire. I got my man Jerry Ratcliffe in the building. Salute to one of the OGs.
Jerry!
How you doing, Ball Hawk?
I'm great, man.
I'm new to this. An old dog trying to learn some new tricks. I took me forever to figure out how to say anything, but I just wanted to say hello to everyone, and I have great respect for Ball Hawk. I always have, and just listening, just trying to find out anything new that's going on.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you taking time out today. Y'all make sure y'all check out his website, man. Here's a gentleman that took the time out to always allow me to share my thoughts when I was a player, and then when I was a former player here and I came back, always allowed me to utilize his platform and talk with him. So I appreciate you taking time out today just to join the space and just say a little bit, man. It means a lot, Mr. Ratcliffe.
Absolutely. Appreciate you. Everything that you do, Jerry. What's your thoughts on everything so far?
I think he's putting together a pretty nice staff. And I've just talking to some people that know Tony really well and have known him for years, they say that he doesn't do anything that's not very deliberate, and he takes incredible time to make sure he gets it right. So I think we have to respect that, and I know it's taking a long time, but I'm sure he's got a really good plan. You know, we had their longtime sports information director on a podcast recently, and he covered Tony when Tony was a player. And he said it was no surprise that Tony went home that night after that second interview and everybody was panicking. He said, that's just Tony. He likes to think things thoroughly through. He was probably leaning toward Virginia, but accepting the job, but he wanted to go home and think about it. So I think you've got a coach here who doesn't make a lot of rash decisions. He really thinks things out about what's good in the long run. I think he's done a solid job so far. I'm just curious, like all of you are, about who the defensive coordinator is going to be. You have to kind of think that he wouldn't be hiring all these defensive coaches if he hadn't been talking to somebody, because you would think the defensive coordinator would want to have at least some input, or to know a little bit about who his staff's going to be. So I was wondering maybe if he was looking at an NFL guy and they were just waiting all the shoes to drop on Monday when all these staffs got fired around the NFL. But I don't know. It may not be. That's just a guess. But I think you got a good head coach coming in and a really solid staff so far.
No, I agree with that. You know, you definitely probably was, you know, doing the interview process, understanding the type of defensive coordinators he was targeting and the schemes that they had. And you look at who's on our staff now with this 3-4 scheme. I mean, we know Clint played in a 3-4. I don't know. Did Chris Slade play in a 3-4 in the NFL as well? I mean, but so you have a ton of knowledge there. So it's just one of the things that, yeah, that did make a lot of sense of probably getting feels like, hey, I have this, you know, this in mind as far as defensive coordinator. I have these guys on staff, and it falls in line with everything. So when he was hired, like Jackie said, does he bring over a DB coach from his staff? Do they look towards just hiring a full-time special teams coordinator? Will you have a dual role on offense with somebody coaching the quarterbacks in another position? Like, that's now the next phase of what's going to happen next in the land of UVA football when it comes to the coaching staff. So I'm prepared for those questions to come, but I'm definitely excited about coach coming on from Air Force and being a defensive coordinator.
Yeah, I think I imagine something's going to happen pretty soon. I know the UVA jumped all over me today for reaching out to Chris Slade to try to get an interview. They said these coaches are off limits until Tony names all the position coaches. So I'm guessing that's going to happen pretty soon. But I guess we'll just have to be patient and see what happens.
Yeah, definitely. Look at that. No talking to the coaches. Well, I respect, like you said, like we said, Coach Elliott is very deliberate. So that's his reasons why. I respect it. But I know when they become available, though, you're going to be right there.
Absolutely.
Hey, Steve, man, I saw you came on as a speaker, but I never got the opportunity to you know, bring you on if you want to say anything. And I know I got my man Ron Huff in the building, too, as a speaker. So anyone of you two gentlemen, just unmute.
Hey, Ball.
How you doing, Steve?
You hear me all right?
Yeah, it's a lot of air, but I'll let you go ahead.
I'm on the tractor today. Clearing the yard from this weather we had last week. And listening to you guys. And I know that a lot of this has already been said, but, of course, the hot things for me right now is, you know, who's he going to bring with him? If he gets to bring someone with him, will they help with recruiting? Is it, you know, a missing element that was really needed? And I know just reading up on this coach, it looks like he's had some experience coaching the secondary. Mm-hmm. And he's known for not giving up the big play. And his percentages are really good. So I'm excited about that. I'm excited. You know, I listened to the Lockdown podcast with you, Chris, and Doug. And, yeah, and, you know, y'all talk a lot about being that guy in the gym that's just working harder than everybody else. And, you know, when you look at putting together a coaching staff, you're looking to I think, influence that and try to recruit kids, you know, all of them, to be that guy that's going to work harder than everyone else. And you push each other, and you know, it's not about the game day, but it's about every day. It's about every minute of practice and outdoing the guy next to you. Best of them. Being the best in the room all the time, not just on game day. And that's the kind of coach I want, you know, coaching our kids. And I think that's what he's doing. So, for sure, you know, that's what he's doing by hanging on to these coaches that have already proven themselves. And, you know, that's what they've been known for, you know, being the best in the room. So that's it. Jackie had a good point. You know, how do we fill in the rest of the staff? And I don't know enough about what's missing or what's missing in Tony's eyes that would also make this head, you know, defensive coordinator be top on his list, because I'm sure that might help out.
Yeah, that's it. And I appreciate that, Steve, man. Definitely appreciate the feedback. And like you said, man, it's all about getting a collective of players that outwork the next person. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you haven't listened to the Lockdown Podcast with T-Cuff and myself, we had the great Chris Long on, and he just talked about his approach to the game. And even when he was in the NFL, just everybody knew if it was one thing about Chris Long, he was going to work. He was going to try to outwork any and everybody. Even though he had a lot of athletic ability, his work ethic is what got him through. So that's what you want. And I know I said it earlier, but Kitchens was on a 2011 Air Force staff with Coach Rosinski. So I'm pretty sure they got a nice rapport as far as having that balance with him being the offensive coordinator and Rosinski being the defensive coordinator. So that definitely plays a role, because I said this year, you know, as bad as our defense played, I felt like offensively we could have helped them out if we were more balanced. And we're able to slow down games, because if you look at the games, our offense was very successful in scoring fast. The opponent started slowing down the game by running the football. And even if they wasn't successful and our offense continued to throw the ball and have a quick three and out, then guess what? They're right back on the field trying to grind away at the defense. And the more reps you get against opposing defense, I'm sorry, the more successful you become, because you start to pick up on their tendencies. So if you can be balanced, you can mask any deficiencies that you may have defensively. So that's why it's the ultimate team sport. So those two guys can get together. We know as far as signal callers, if BA confirms that he's coming back, I haven't heard any word, but we know what we have at the running back position at receivers is all about protecting him and opening gaps up for those running backs that we have, and then giving us enough time to throw it to the guys on the outside. So you got to play complementary football here. You can't just be top heavy at one side of the ball and are surprised that the other side can't stop it, because we can help ourselves as well by being able to run and throw versus just throwing it around, having all these gaudy mad numbers and not having the wins that match. So Ron, what's up, man? Apologize for getting long with it. And my man Danny Nickel in the building, salute to Danny. And now they do. Oh man, Ron just dropped back down. Let me see. Let me get Ron back up here. There we go. Ron, can you hear us now? You good? Okay. Yeah, you good.
And don't make fun of Tremaine about the Southern accent and the country boy accent. That really sucks.
You know what?
No. You good. Your accent is official.
I was thinking the same thing.
Nope. You good.
Because, you know, I have that accent too, so that's no fair. Anyway,
this is my new favorite friend.
Yes. Tremaine, let Ron talk, Tremaine. Come on,
the Rubisky hire was off the charts, let me tell you. So I shared with Ahmad through a direct message. I'll share it with all y'all. I wish all the Hokies hadn't left the room already. But my boss, I'm at work right now, I'm getting a lot of awful dirty looks. But anyway, my boss is a defensive lineman from Tech. He went on to play pro. I ain't gonna tell you what his name is, but anyway, we were discussing the hiring of both staffs, Tech and UBA, and he played under Pry when he was a coach at Tech, when he was a graduate assistant. And he said UVA is going in a whole different direction than Tech's going. And he said Tech's not going in the right direction. So I wish I could have said that to the other Hokies in here earlier, but oh well.
Oh, no worry. They can hear me, though. They hear.
Don't worry. Damn it. I'll say it. I'll say it for you. Don't worry.
They don't believe you, though. They're going to say they don't believe you.
I'm excited. I really am. It's going to be – I got to feel around the exciting next couple of months with some transfers coming in and some of the stuff that's going on behind the scenes that we can't see right now.
Agreed. Agreed, man. And, you know, sometimes when you're patient, good things come to those who wait, as they say. So I really like this hire. Excited about this hire and excited about what we have going forward as far as the next two staff members that are added to the coaching staff, man. So, yeah, man, it's Wahoo, man. Get excited. We got more. No, oh, we got a Virginia Tech fan that came back. So don't hold on. Don't go nowhere.
Just say he wasn't.
I let him respond.
We got a fond tale from you anyway.
There you go.
Don't get used to it. Don't get happy.
Boy, I know you want
to. Whoa, 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 whoa.
How in the hell can you say that Tech is going in the wrong direction after we've had 6 years of dumbass Fuenteing all his staff?
Any direction is the right direction.
Hey, I think it's possible to say that both programs are heading in the right direction.
Yeah, I mean, I hope so. I want the end of the year.
His concerns was, and we were talking about staff hires. His concerns were is there's not a consistent direction with the staff that Tech brought in compared to the direction of UVA staff.
I would
all we're talking about.
That. Virginia Tech staff, it's all about recruiting.
Just giving you an opinion from a Tech alumni. That's all I was doing.
Well, he was probably part of FUANON, one of the people that wanted to keep Fuente.
I told you he went pro.
That man went pro.
It's all good, man.
Whoa.
Hey, all I want is the end of November to be a top 10 matchup.
Top 10.
Yeah, I don't know. That'd be awful. 10, but we can get a top 25, though.
So
top 25. Hey, top 10's down the road, but yeah.
Man, I just think with this, and I'm all for NIL. I am. It's going to be harder for teams like us to compete, like, top 10-wise. You know what I mean?
Which
like,
is 10, wild.
10, hey, years, 10 years ago, bro, Virginia Tech could have easily made top 10. They probably were.
I don't know, man. Everybody got the same number of scholarships, though. I know the NIL is causing people to panic, but they ain't.
Hawk, if you was a high school student, bro, what would you choose, a Bodo's deal or a Hellcat?
It depends on the scholarship. It's no different than the facilities. You know what I'm saying? Like that's how I look at it. I see where people are coming from, though. Don't get me wrong, but
I do like it is fair game, though. Like I mean, you know what I mean? It's just
like the tiers of programs. Yeah, you won't get certain players unless their mindset is different. But that's the same way if the NIL didn't exist and you factor in like academic standards or facilities or things like that. Like it take a different mindset for a kid to be like, I'm gonna go there anyway. It's the same thing with the NIL now. Like the kid gotta be like, I'm not about that, I'm about this. So it just depends on the type of player that you're trying to recruit, because if he's chasing the NIL and you're not a big advocate of the NIL as a head coach and for your program, then you probably won't chase that kid anyway.
Yeah,
you
know what I'm saying?
You can't pretend that UVA and Virginia Tech don't got money.
Oh, no. I agree with that. We both definitely got money. We may look broke on the football side, but money is
rich-ass
donors, bro, or alums and shit.
He said put in the question.
We have alumni
that put that money.
If UVA is top 50 going into the Tech UVA game at the end of the year in defense, I will wear a UVA jersey to that game.
Hey, Hawk, is this getting recorded on top?
Yeah, it's recorded. Yeah. It's recorded.
What I was saying is that I think that we
both have a guy
that could set NIL deals up.
Say that one more time, Dan.
We both have alumni that are more than capable of setting up.
Why y'all keep talking over Dan?
God damn it. I'm saying that both both schools have alumni, right, that could easily set up NIL deals for kids.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's what it boils down to, of having those options. And OG's been doing that in this Twitter space, coming up with great ideas on setting those avenues up to where they are options. That's a recruiting tool, you know, versus that here that he say, she say, that we see on all these big
yes,
sport sir. Websites that somebody's offering this. Like, come on, man, don't do that. Like, we know what's really going on, but you can't say, oh, this school is offering that, because the school ain't supposed to be offering it. It's supposed to be, you know, outside entities.
That's where a certain thing is being constructed as we speak.
Yes, sir.
But I will say this, though. One thing that kind of irritates me is how folks want to just abolish a kid having a scholarship if he receives an NIL, because it defeats the purpose of the NIL. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was created for athletes to be able to benefit off of their name and likeness, right? As long as it's not something immediately attached to the school, as far as like wearing the school brand, like it's like being on the NFL team, right? You sign up with the NFL, but you get endorsements from Nike. That's, to me, that's how I look at the NIL. It's like, I signed up to play for the University of Virginia, and that's my quote boss in air quotations, but I can get endorsements to wear this apparel or receive compensation for promoting this business and things like that, which everybody, that's the American way. Like, everybody wants to be able to have sponsors and generate extra streams of revenue. Only thing is, you better make sure you're doing your taxes right, young people. Don't just be out here making it rain. The government going to rain on you. Five years down the road when you don't forget.
Oh, yeah. One thing for certain, Uncle Sam always going to get their money.
Facts plus tax. You're going to think you came up, and Uncle Sam be like, oh, by the way, you remember 4 years ago? Oh, yeah.
I know you ain't forget, did you?
And you, we added interest to it.
Let me remind you.
Yeah. Sure. They add interest without you even knowing. But wait a minute. Oh, yeah. Just in case you forget again.
Yeah, man.
Dan, what's good, brother?
Next wave, man.
Hey, so yeah. my quick thought on that is, there are tons of people that get math scholarships and, you know, just general community service scholarships. So why not athletic scholarships? I'm all about kids that are worth money getting paid by, you know, whether it's Nike or Bodo's or whomever. But if you've got guys lower on the depth chart that are quality, they should also not have to worry about paying tuition, if it makes sense.
So I'm trying to figure out. So if they are walk-ons, you saying?
Well, I mean, the school isn't going to do anything that doesn't make sense. But just like with UVA, we got the Jeff Scholars. If you perform at a certain level in high school and meet this requirement and that requirement, then the school gives you, by virtue of a previous donation and funding, they help defray part, if not all, of the cost of education. So I think if you got somebody that's really good at math and they work really hard at math, they should get some support, whether that's from Stanford or from VCU or whomever. And if you work really hard at being a wide receiver and you're really good at being a wide receiver, but you're probably not going to start at UVA, it still may be worth it to have you at UVA, and the school might be willing to put forward a scholarship.
Oh, yeah. So just providing them a scholarship?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. No, I don't see nothing wrong. I mean, I don't see nothing wrong with that. Like, if that's what I always looked at, though. Like, if somebody was on my main thing with NIL is, like, when you get a lot of people with the pushback, I always said it's the fact that the option was always there. If you was on academic scholarship or band scholarship and you did some outside the realm of the school as far as somebody paying you to do services, like, I don't think the NCAA would have stepped in if an academic scholarship student was getting paid because of a company that sees them as being an influencer. Because the day and age is different now. You got Twitter, Instagram, and all. You know, we're on Twitter right now. But if you're on Snapchat and you got 100,000 followers, you're an influencer. A company will DM you. Like, hey, man, we see you got this following. will allow you to have this much product if you just tag us and do this and do that. If you're academic scholarship student, NCAA wouldn't step in. But if you was a athlete, they gonna step in. And that's what I always felt like. What's the difference? You know what I'm saying?
Now I'm curious how brand control is gonna work going forward. Because if you've got somebody who's what's his name? Kurt Benkert. So he's really good at esports, right?
Yeah.
He's a great guy, and we don't have any concerns about that. But supposing you've got somebody that, you know, is a really great athlete, and they've got this massive following because they're also good at esports, and they're offered a scholarship from a tobacco product or something else. I wonder how the school might decide to handle that brand management. That I have no idea about.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah. Yeah. That's a good question. I never thought about
that. That's some of the things we're trying to find out. For real. That's some of the things we're trying to find out on our side with the Wahoo connections, the whole locality and the legalness of the thing. You know what I'm saying? Like what we can do, what we can provide everybody in every sport from player walk-ons to scholarship players. You know how that whole thing works. We are dead in the middle of that process, trying to do the whole LLC thing, copyright the whole thing. So it's moving faster than a lot of people think.
That's what's up. So
I imagine within the next 2 weeks, the Wahoo connection will be official and trying to get off the ground, and you know, trying to get out here and make this thing work. Trying to get a couple deals, get some players some money. And get everybody together. See how we're going to get this whole thing together, you know?
Nice. We just got a speaker up here. He must have left. I was going to get him in here. But, yeah, man, that's my thoughts with the defensive coordinator. I know we've been up here an hour. I don't like to stay up much longer than that because I know it's in the middle of the day when I started. Well, not the middle of the day, but early afternoon, 3:30. But anybody else that hasn't, you know, been a speaker yet, want to share their thoughts on a defensive coordinator, you could do that now. If not, I'll go ahead and wrap this up and upload it to my mix and then get it out as a podcast episode later tonight for everybody that wasn't here for its entirety. So definitely appreciate it, man. I'm excited, man. I love this hire. I'm excited about this hire, excited to see how this affects the junior day this weekend, how it affects the transfers and the next signing day, which is in February.
Yes, sir. Right here.
Yeah, bro. We definitely gonna pay attention to offensive linemen that join and the development of the young offensive linemen that are here, because I know that's everybody's biggest question. Of course, Brendan Armstrong, him announcing his decision. Keaton Thompson as well. Billy Kemp. I mean, so it's still a lot that we're going to keep discussing, at least on my part, on at least Mondays. And then if some break-ins happens, I'll come on that same day. But y'all make sure y'all tune in like you did. On Mondays, 3:30, I may start pushing it back to 4. I think 4 might be a better time for everybody. And then make sure y'all tune in on Wednesday nights at 8 p.m. for my man OG Who. And if he changes his time, he'll always send out a tweet. So you make sure you go follow him, OG Who. Salute to my Wahoos last night. Beat the Hokies, as always, no matter what. Always beat the Hokies in every sport, no matter what. You could be playing checkers against a Hokie alum. Beat them. You know what I'm saying? Respectfully.
Yeah.
Respectfully. Because there's some good Hokie fans out there. I don't want folks to think like, we literally hate Hokie fans. Like,
yes, sir.
Hokie fans out there, man. Like, damn, one of them.
My man.
Come on, I had a
Robert. What's up, man? How you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm ready to get to go to the women's basketball game. Hopefully, we'll have some excitement like we had last night. Quick question: does anybody know when the new defensive coordinator is going to be heading to grounds? Is there any information out there yet?
I mean, I know he was here.
Oh, he was.
Already?
Jackie said he'd been there. Yeah. Jackie said he there. Yeah. She said he's been here, there Tuesday.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
Great info. Thank you so much. And
Yes, sir. DeMonte.
Have a great evening. Thank you, Ahmad.
Thank you, Robert.
Thank you, Ahmad, for always doing this. Take care of them.
Yes, sir. Always a pleasure.
Yeah, I just want to say I hope you gentlemen have a great evening, and go Hokies.
What? Oh, hey, God. Man, respectfully, I appreciate you, man. I don't take that as a shot. I like talking football and having a little fun with the Hokie fan base, man, because I always respect y'all, man. Y'all pack out Lane Stadium, so salute to y'all for that. You know, y'all always got a special place in my heart because I shut all y'all up 1 year, and it felt great doing it. But I definitely love you now. No, man, I'm sorry. I'm just playing. I'm just serious. Shout out to Aaron Brooks for hitting me in the face with the ball, and I couldn't drop it. So he did that. It was Aaron's fault. I couldn't drop the pass. He hit me in the face. So shout out to Wally Rainer for getting the pick at the end. Shout out to Thomas Jones for his other catch on the other side of the end. So shout out to Byron Sweet for his pick six. Just shout out to Coach Wells for telling everybody to shut up when we scored, you know, to win a touchdown. The Christ, you still got to go on defense. Calm down. What are you guys celebrating about? Get these oranges off the field. I don't like peaches either. What are those? But yeah, man.
Nah, you got to do that impression all the time now.
Hey, that's my guy. Christ, damn. It's not hard. I used to do it to George when he was the coach. Like, hey, coach, do I really sound like that? I don't know. Something's wrong with you. You're always smiling. Aren't you tired? You know, rest in heaven, man. Coach Wells, man, great man, great man. Instilled a lot of just life lessons, man, that I still live by today. So I salute to Coach Wells, man. Anytime I impersonate him, it's out of love and respect. So I don't want nobody that comes in and be like, you shouldn't be doing that. It's not respectful.
So, that's your coach.
Yeah, but you know, it's all
your coach. y'all got y'all relationship. Yeah, you do you.
Hey, straight Big up. Mom, what was the name of that pie again? Sweet potato? Christ, that was good. I forgot my keys. I got to come back. Couldn't get in my house. But, all right, man, I could keep going on and on my Coach Wells impressions, man. Appreciate everybody for tuning in, man. I'm trying to respect y'all time. I think we've been here an hour and 20 minutes. If you miss anything, I'll have this episode uploaded on my podcast platform, the Ball Hawk Show Podcast. Go to Anchor, Spotify, iTunes. I'll have it uploaded later tonight, probably around 8 or 9. So, yeah, man, that's it, man. Salute to all the new sponsors. Well, the new sponsorship don't start until February. I can't shout them out just yet, but February 1st, you're going to hear me say a new sponsor. But manscaped.com, man, the Ball Hawk Show. That's the promo code. Get 20% off. Go get you that lawnmower 4.0. It's waterproof. Got a nice LED light. Make sure below the waist is just like above the neck, man. Shape it up. You know what I'm saying? Got the ball deodorizer, ball lotion, ball spray, all of it. Your balls will thank you. Manscaped.com. I'm not joking. Go to it. The Ball Hawk Show. All one word, 20% off. Get you some boxers, too, and a T-shirt that fit good. Smell good, feel good, play good, be good. And also, AbleInsurance.net. AbleInsurance.net, servicing the state of Virginia for over 20 years. That's home, business, auto, life insurance, the great people at Able. And Steve will get the last word because I see he requested. So I'm going to let my man Steven
hey, Hawk, one get the last thing. Word. Hawk, can you talk about Saturday's event just a sec? Are you going to be there? And what's this all about?
Yeah, so the locker room access showcase will be this Saturday starting at 11:30 a.m. at Charlottesville High School. Let me get the flyer right quick because I don't want to get the teams wrong. But I'll be emceeing the event, you know, introducing the star lineups, being the PA guy, announcing who scored, how much time left, timeouts, everything you see at UVA, I'll be that guy for basketball. And where is the flyer at? Hold on, because I want to make sure I get the teams right. Because I know St. Anne's is one of them. Thank you, Steve. Appreciate that. All right, I got it up right here. You got Catholic versus Blue Ridge at 11:30 a.m. And then you got St. Anne's versus Norfolk Collegiate at 1:15 a.m. It's a locker room access basketball showcase, Charlottesville High School, January 15th. Starts the doors open at 10:15 a.m. free admission with RSVP beforehand. $5 at the door if you don't do a RSVP. We got locker room access apparel that will be available. Got charity auction, raffles, giveaways, concessions, and the pop-up shop. So if you guys are not doing anything in the Charlottesville area, come out to Charlottesville High School Saturday morning. Doors open 10:15. You never know who could show up. So come on out. Pop out. As a young boy say, pop out. Talk. All right, man. Wahoo, why? You know what I'm saying? We want to welcome our new defensive coordinator straight from the Air Force. We took over the land. Now we're taking over the air. We're going to trap you. Y'all in trouble up there up the street, man. Damn. Y'all in trouble, man.
Yeah, I'll practice. Go find out.
Hey, look, I do got one question for you, Hawk.
Okay.
So, and you know, a lot of players will want to hear this too. You played for a coach coming from a military academy.
Facts.
How was that? And how did that translate for you in your life? As y'all hear him talk about his life lessons that he learned, jokingly, but he being dead serious. So, yeah, how was that for you? Playing for a military coach and then after, you know what I'm saying, once you finish playing?
Yeah, that's a great question, man. So first of all, everything is structured to the T. Everything's going to be mapped out for you to do. Like, your time is not your time anymore. It's their time. But it's respectfully, because it's teaching you how to be an adult. It's teaching you how to maximize the time that you do have. No wasted moments. You know what I'm saying? Like, the one thing about Coach Wells is, everything was mapped out, but everything, you was moving as a machine on an accord. And as far as football, your mentality is, first of all, you're going to be very physical. It's going to start in the weight room, but when you get on that field playing for somebody that come from the service academy, physical. What you can do athletically and what you was in high school, we're going to test your mind. We're going to see if you're mentally strong. We're going to try to break you. And if we break you, we're going to build you right back up. You're going to be a machine, bro. And everybody know, I can just speak for the teams I played for. No matter what, everybody knew it was coming to punch you in your mouth. Like, you may beat us, but we were gonna make you bleed. You know what I'm saying? Not like really make you bleed, but you knew you was in for a war. So we ain't saying we was gonna beat you down, but you was gonna remember you played us, and you knew we was gonna keep fighting, and you knew that you was gonna get, you gonna have to give us your best shot, because if not, we was gonna knock you out. So that's the one thing I can say about playing from somebody from the service academy, bro. Like, you're going to be conditioned. You're going to be tough. You're going to be disciplined. And if you're not disciplined, you're going to learn what discipline is the hard way. And either going to be a man and accept it and appreciate it 10 years later, or you can just realize that's just not your cup of tea. Not saying you soft, but it's just not for you. You know, but you're going to appreciate it, bro, because I appreciate it every single day. I try to kick my own ass every day when I'm running these miles, because I can still hear Coach Wilson, Rick Lance in my mind subconsciously calling me a big baby. You could do one more. And before you know it, you done did 10 more. And it got you. But you was holding out the whole time.
Yeah, I already agree. I already knew the answer to that. All my high school coaches, it was military. My dad's a military officer. He's an Army officer. So you already know what type of structure I'm on. I got creases in my work pants right now. My pants for the T would start. Them Jans can stand up on their own. You understand me? Dead serious. So when you talk about structure, he is serious. I wake up at the same time every single day. You understand me? Every day with the same consistency, because that's what was drilled in me from a young age. You know what I mean? So I completely understand. I wanted you to answer that because I know a lot of people were curious. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people get the wrong idea about military coaches. You know what I'm saying? Just because they at Army or Air Force and it's in the Mountain West. That ain't got nothing to do with it at all. Them boys line up and play football and put their pants on just like you do. One leg at a time.
Yeah,
it's
bro.
It's a little bit different over there, I'm trying to tell you.
And say some of the best human beings you ever meet and speak with. Because you got to understand, man, when it comes to somebody with a military background, man, team means a lot. You know what I'm saying? Being a unit, the loyalty, the love, it hit different for them. So when you talk about band of brothers and having each other back, Oh, it's real when you, it's coming from somebody that's been in a part of the service academies, bro. Like, when they say, I'm going to go to war with my brothers, like, they mean it. And you train like that. So that's why I'm excited, man. Like, as much as folks are trying to juggle, like, oh, y'all going to the service academy, like, bro, they mindset different. And I'm excited about it. So, all right, man. I don't want to take up nobody else's time, man. Appreciate everybody for tuning in, man. As always, wahoo wah. Even appreciate the Hokie fans for stepping in. If you're a fan of any other university, I appreciate you stepping in. If you're a recruit, appreciate you just dropping in and taking away what you can from it. Jerry Ratcliffe, the GOAT, came in here today. Jackie always, Sharon Ho Jews, and of course, the usual suspects was here. Ike OG, Country Ass Tremaine was in here again. And we out of here, man. And salute to Dan, too, for popping in. I know he a busy man. Both of the Dans.
Hey.
Our Dan and their Dan.
Yeah, I need
you should have told Biscuit. You should have told Biscuit he could have had Fontes' job, man.
Hey, man, we was in it on a good note. How you was with 180 degree? Nah, dog. Hey, salute to Fontel, man. Fact, y'all got a great one, bro.
I'm excited about it.
Yeah, y'all got a great one, man. Take care of them up there, man. Up there and with that cobblestone, whatever. What are they called? The Hokie Stones?
Yeah.
Take care of them up there, man.
Cobblestone.
Yeah. My man, Fontel. But salute to y'all, man. I'm out of here, bro. All
right, bro.
Peace, man.
Everybody stay safe for that snowstorm.
Yes, sir.
Get ready. Go get your groceries.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.